Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs, including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. If we'll flip over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 21, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 21, it says, "For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive." Go ahead and jump down to chapter 15, verse 45. It says, "And so it is written, the first," everyone say, "the first man, Adam." Let's try it again, everybody together, all together. "First man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual, not first, but the natural, and afterward, the spiritual." The first man, everybody say, "the first man." "The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man," everybody say, "the second man." "The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man." Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. Lord, I thank you for the authority to walk down the corridors of men and women's hearts this morning. Lord, I thank you, God, that everybody within the sound of my voice, God, has ears to hear and a heart to receive truth that will liberate them today. Father, I thank you that when we leave this place, God, that we will have grown, God, that we will be better than we were when we got here. We'll have a deeper revelation, a deeper understanding, God, of your love and the immense value of what it means to be hidden in Christ. Lord, I thank you that our identity is secure in you today. And Lord, as we go through the scriptures, Lord, I thank you for the revelation, God, that explodes on the inside of our heart, God. And Lord, it literally bursts outside of us, changing not just us, God, but the environment around us. And Lord, that we become contagious with the good news of the gospel. Father, I declare that this morning over this house, over this people, over this church, And I declare it in the name of Jesus, the authority of your name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Turn and look at somebody this morning and say, you've been identified. We know who you are. We know where you're going. Well, that sounds like the NSA, don't it? The CIA or the FBI. Woo, how many know Jesus got your number? Come on, somebody. I said, Jesus has got your number. I mean, he knows the numbers of the hairs on your head. And I don't mean how many, doesn't mean that he knows how many hairs on your head. He knows which hairs are which one. Each one is numbered. Come on, he knows that the other day when you was brushing your hair, number 1,376 got tied up in the brush and got pulled out. He knows where they all fell out because they all been numbered. Oh, my God knows. He knows you. He knows you. Man, he knows you better than you know yourself. He's identified you. Oh, Jesus, that's good news. How many know it's nice to be known? I don't know if you've ever felt like somebody didn't know you and you felt all alone in the world, but that's a bad thing to feel, ain't it? But it is nice to be known. Amen. Say, I've been identified. Thank you for that. I like it when people stay up with me. Woo, Jesus. We've been talking about identity theft for the last few weeks, and how many know the definition of identity is really just simply this, is that we are in a state or remain the same kind of being under varying circumstances or under different conditions. We don't change. We are who we are. Come on, isn't that right? In other words, we're the same no matter what the conditions are. How many know orange is orange? Whether you take it to the North Pole or you take it to Jamaica, it's still orange. Isn't that right? Just because you took it to Alaska, don't make it something else. It's an orange. And when you eat that orange, it still has the characteristics of an orange. It still tastes like an orange. It still makes orange juice. It's still got seeds in it. Why? Because it's an orange. It doesn't change the fact that the orange is the orange. That's its identity. Therefore, it has the characteristics of what it is because it's an orange. Just like you are who you are. Amen? We need to understand something this morning, that our identity becomes very important for our future. I mean, you know, a lot of times, what the enemy does is rob us of our identity to the point that we really miss our purpose. Because the trick of the enemy isn't whether or not how he's going to keep you out of church. The trick of the enemy is to help you to have a mistaken identity so that you don't know who you really are, so that you can't do what you're really called to do, so that you can't live the way God created you to live. Come on, can I get a little bit of help? Amen. He really wants to destroy the destiny of your life and make you an ineffective person and make you an ineffective Christian so that you don't really do anything in the body of Christ. That's really the plan of the enemy. He doesn't care if you show up here every day and lift your hands up and go, hallelujah. That doesn't really bother him if you're ineffective in the kingdom. Come on. Oh, Jesus. You remember a few weeks ago I told you that the Bible is really about two men? It's about Adam and it's about Jesus. In fact, the Bible calls them this. Watch this. The Bible calls them the first Adam. Everybody say the first Adam. And the last Adam. It says the first and the last. There's a first Adam and there's a last Adam. The Bible also talks about them being the first man and the second man. You know, I thought about that. I find that a little bit curious. It's interesting because he calls them the first Adam and not the second Adam. He says first Adam and last Adam. And he didn't say second Adam, but he says first man and second man. Amen? Meaning that there will never again be another person who becomes the fountainhead of all the species of a generation of people. When Jesus became the last Adam, it was done once and for all. Come on, amen? Just like Adam was the beginning of all natural men, Christ is now the beginning of all spiritual men. Huh? Isn't that right? But he calls him the first man, little M, and he calls Jesus the second man, big M. So why doesn't he say the last man instead of the second man? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you. I love these questions I get from you guys. Y'all are great. The reason why he doesn't call him the last man is because there's still another man coming after Jesus. Come on. Jesus left something behind. I mean, he left the body behind. Come on, we are the body of Christ. Isn't that right? The man is the body of Christ. It's the mature sons of God. It's the people that are in Christ. In other words, Jesus is now being manifested in a body. Christ is being manifested on the earth through you and I. Isn't that right? I got one right. Does everybody agree with that? Isn't that right? So when we began this whole series, one of the things we understand is that Jesus has not gone back to heaven and left the earth empty. He didn't just abandon us here on the earth and say, see you later, hope it all works out for you. That's really not what he did. How many of you recognize he still has a body here on earth? He still has representation on earth. Matter of fact, he has this group of people, they're all called ambassadors. Isn't that just a stately, nice name to have? And all these ambassadors make up something called the body of Christ. So Jesus still has representation here. It's us, isn't it? We're his hands and we're his feet and we're his eyes and we're his voice. We're his representation on earth. We're his witness of who he is and what he's done. Amen? And if we don't function according to who we really are, then the earth will not have a witness. That's why it's so important that we understand our identity. Amen? If we don't know who we are, the earth won't have a manifestation of Jesus out in the public. Amen. What they'll have is a manifestation of a bunch of self-righteous, selfish, religious people. Come on, we've had enough of that. Amen. How many of you know that's why it's so important to get this identity issue straight in us, that we need to know who we are? There's a lot riding on our identity. Our identity isn't just something to clue us in so that we can have a blessing. You know, I talked about what it meant last week and understanding the purpose and the power and the penalty of sin. But that is all, the reason we understand that, our identity in Christ, is so that we know what the blessing of God is to us. But can I just tell you today that it's more about you being blessed, more than about you just being blessed? It's really about you becoming a blessing. Oh, Jesus. The Bible teaches this principle. As he is, so are we. As he is, so are we. I'll try one more time. As he is, so are we. You are him on earth. Amen. So in other words, whatever is true of Jesus has to be true of us. Because we're in Christ. And if our life is not looking like him, then somewhere along the line, we've missed our identity. We've entered into a mistaken identity, and we've misunderstood what's really going on in our life. We don't know what our destiny is. We don't understand what our purpose is. We're just existing, hoping and wishing that God will take care of us and bless us. Can I just declare to you that that's not how God intends for you to live your life here?
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day at 11:30 a.m. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount. Or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
All sin is really just a mistaken identity. That's it. We sin because we don't know who we are. When you're born again and you continue to live a life of bondage, it's mistaken identity. That's not who God intends you to be. God has an intention for your life. God has a motive for your life. You know, I think about that sometimes. It must be really tough on God sometimes when we get saved and we keep doing what we want. I mean, think about it from his perspective. Do we ever look at it from God's perspective? We know that what that's like with our children, don't we? When you plan and you work hard and you invest something into a child and you live your whole life to make sure this child has everything that he or she needs in their life so they can get a good start in life, and then they get a mistaken identity and go do something stupid and end up in jail. And you feel like, man, it goes 18 years of my life that I invested in my child. They blew it in one night. Come on, how many know what I'm talking about? I know what I'm talking about because I was the child that went to jail. All the going to church, all the Sunday school, all the help, all the pointing in the right direction, messed it all up. Mistaken identity. Oh, Jesus, help us. I mean, this new identity that we have really starts at Calvary. Come on. It starts at Calvary. That's why when you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul writes this in verse 1. He says this. He says, moreover. I love that word, moreover. Don't you love that? I like to even say it like this, moreover. Just sounds powerful, don't it? He said, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and which you stand, by which also you are saved. If you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. How many know you got to believe? It don't do you no good if you don't believe. We got a lot of people in church going, well, I kind of believe, I sort of believe, I think I believe. It sounds good sometimes, but other times it don't sound too good. Not sure if I believe. How many know you ain't going to do any good in the kingdom of God if you don't believe? You got to believe. Amen? Somebody shout, I believe. See, the gospel, the good news about Jesus is based on the fact that we believe what happened. Well, I don't know if he was born of a virgin. I'm telling you right now, you got to believe. Look at verse 3. It says, for I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried. Somebody say he was buried. And that he rose again. Somebody say he rose again. And on the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. Watch this. Paul's saying, I wrote to you. I'm telling you. I'm explaining to you. I'm trying to get this across to you. This whole gospel message. The good news. He was crucified, buried, and resurrected, and we all saw him. Can you believe it? I mean, if you're a Christian, you really don't have bad news. It's all good news. You got the gospel. It's about the good news. That's what the gospel means. He said, I'm sharing with you the good news. He said, I write to you. Don't miss this. He said, I write to you first of all. Literally in the Greek, he's saying this. I write to you on the first and the most important thing you should know. The first most importance. This is what you've got to get before you get anything else. This is what you've got to understand before you understand anything else. That Jesus died, was buried, rose again, and was seen by many witnesses. You got to get that right. Because everything is based on that. Everything. No. Half of y'all missed that. Oh, Jesus. Sometimes it's so simple, ain't it? Sometimes we just make it so complicated, but it's just really so simple. And sometimes it's so simple, we just don't grasp what Paul's trying to tell us sometimes. And Paul just kind of lays it out there. You've got to believe. Don't do you no good if you don't believe. He's saying, you know what? It doesn't matter what you know about spiritual warfare. It doesn't matter what you know about prophecy or what you know about prosperity or what you know about the word of faith. It doesn't matter how you raise your kids or how good your marriage is or how you understand the Bible or how much the Bible you've read or how many times you prayed or all the knowledge you got about the end times. It doesn't matter if you can read it in the original Hebrew and Greek. He said, listen, it must start right here. You've missed it all if you don't get this. Jesus died, was buried, rose again. And we all saw it. Come on. Oh, Jesus. Everything to do with the good news is wrapped up in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Everything is. And if we get that, if we get that revelation in our spirit, if we really believe it, if we really hold on to it, then everything else in the kingdom of God is easy from there. But you got to believe. How many of you recognize that everything in the kingdom is built on the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, who came as the Son of Man, was both God and man, became the bridge between heaven and earth, and that he died and was buried and he was resurrected and was seen by many witnesses. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the good news. If you want to get it and run around, you can. I'm about to run all by myself. Listen, you and I are the descendants of the first Adam. That means that we have his nature. And what was true of the first Adam was true of us, because we were in the lineage of Adam. How many know basically three things happened to Adam? First of all, death entered into him. When he disobeyed God, death entered into him. You say, well, he didn't die. No. We have to remember that in God's mind, death doesn't mean actual cease to exist. Death means to be separated from God. It means separation. Isn't that right? In God's mind, death is not a grave where you go put somebody. It's not a coffin. In God's mind, death is separation from himself. You've been separated. It's separation from God. If you are dead in your sin, if you are dead in your trespasses, you're still walking around going to your job and talking and everything. Come on, isn't that right? You're just dead in your sin. You've been separated from God, and you live in your sin. So when God said to Adam, the day that you eat this fruit, you're going to die, what was he saying? Adam, the day that you disobey me and walk in disobedience as a man that I have created, as the federal head of all humanity, as the beginning of mankind, the day you disobey me and the day that you eat that fruit, you shall surely be separated from me. That's what he was saying. There's going to become a barrier between you and me, Adam. And you ain't going to like it. So don't eat from that tree, Adam. Amen? The second thing that happened when Adam disobeyed was, when Adam fell in disobedience, sickness entered into the world. Nobody never been sick before. There wasn't no flu virus. You didn't have to go get a flu shot. There was no disease out there, amen? Adam was not carrying disease when he was created. Adam was whole. He was healed. He was pure. He was holy. But when he sinned, sickness entered into humanity for the first time. Because at that point in time, what was meant to be an eternal body took on corruption. And corruption brought in sickness. That's why people die now. Thanks a lot, Adam. Is everybody with me? If Adam had not committed sin in the garden, his body would have lived forever because he was in an eternal state of living, eating from the tree of life. There would have been no days that had been numbered. Come on, God didn't start numbering days till after sin entered the world. Amen? But when he committed sin, sickness entered the world. Until that point in time, you know what? The earth didn't even have weeds. I was talking to some pothead one time, and he goes, man, it's okay to get high. God's all right if you get stoned, because it's herb, and all the herbs come from God. I said, no, you've been lied to. That ain't no herb, that's weed. And there wasn't no weed on the earth until sin came in. But because of Adam's disobedience, he was separated from God, and now corruption enters his body. That's why at the grave, you'll hear pastors say this sometimes, this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal will put on immortality, and it'll say death has been swallowed up in victory. You ever hear anybody preach that at a funeral? Because the person doesn't cease to exist, they just separated from us on earth. They go on somewhere. Hopefully they're going on up to a mansion. And not the hotel down the road where the AC's busted. Somebody shout, I got victory.
Oh, praise him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth. Yeah. Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Oh, this is Apostle Henry Walker. I want to invite you to listen to my broadcast, God's Timing is Everything, a broadcast that teaches about God's timing and His season. That's God's Timing is Everything broadcast, heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO.